Hello, Steve Allen here. Did you know there's a noise better than singing birds, better than lapping waves, better even than sizzling bacon? Do you want to hear it? That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run and grow your business. See, Shopify makes it nice and easy for anyone to get selling, from creating your online shop that looks just how you like it to finding new customers to come and use it. You don't need to worry about being an expert in coding or design. With Shopify, it's all done for you, and you get support 24/7. Every minute of the day, a new seller makes their first sale with Shopify, and you can join them. In lockdown, I hankered for my regular supply of the best baked beans, and thanks to Shopify, Heinz launched an online shop in just 7 days. Now it's your turn to get selling with Shopify. Sign up for a free 14-day trial at shopify.co.uk/Steve, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/Steve. Grow your business today.
This is Steve Allen's A Little Bit Extra, leading Britain's conversation. You're listening to our podcast of Steve Allen.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Thursday, July the 7th. But it could also be July the 8th, July the 9th, because at the moment, I mean, since I went away, they obviously waited. Wait till Steve goes into hospital and then all hell breaks loose. How many MPs is it who have stepped down now? 46. Out of how many do we know? It's hundreds, isn't it? It's hundreds. But whatever it is, people are now saying, so when's he going? And I'm going, I really couldn't. If somebody said put your life on it or put money on it, I couldn't put my money on it because I just have no idea. It seems to be changing on a daily basis. Hence, we've got a 2-hour programme. I was a little bit excited by that, I have to tell you, to come in for a 2-hour programme so that Tom Swarbrick can get his teeth into it because Nick's away, as you know, at the moment. And I was sort of thinking, this is really the most unusual time I've ever known in my entire career. I've never heard of so many people sort of not getting behind the Prime Minister. Even Priti Patel, mind you, not that I thought she was any use in the first place. But we'll have to wait and see because it's what they call an open goal. I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to go for an election? In which case, even hardened Labour supporters are saying you couldn't put Keir Starmer up. Absolutely, he doesn't seem to have any policies. He's too weak. He's too ineffectual. So who would they put up? And then people go, oh, I think it could be so-and-so. And you think, listen, I mean, if you were putting money on this, and I'm sure the bookmakers are thinking of a way of capitalising on it, it's anybody's game. I really think it is. You know, you've got sort of, you know, loads of people who are the pundits, the talking heads on the television, and I wouldn't even like to get involved with it. I really wouldn't. It's too embarrassing. However, over in the world of show business, they all turned up, the good and the great at Wimbledon. Not that we're doing much cop at Wimbledon, are we, really? I mean, every time we sort of manage to get the ball over the net, they go front page headlines. This is our future star. And you think, oh, God in heaven, it really is awful. Cliff sang. I couldn't believe that some people were so rude that said, oh, you know, it was embarrassing. It wasn't embarrassing at all. It was Cliff at 82, still proving he's able to sing and being an absolute star. So the misery guts, the, you know, the window twitchers, the ones who sort of twitch the old coat. What's going on down there? I wonder what that is. You know what they are. They're all trolls. Something the matter with them. Lily Allen ditches her long locks in favour of chic bob. This apparently is news headlines, is it now? For the Daily Mail's Laura Parkin, so woman gets haircut. My God, Laura, you must be bloody desperate. That's the best you can manage, is it? Not much going on in the world, so she named the person who actually did her hair. Somebody just cut it. Could have given me a pair of scissors, darling. I could have done as good a job. Eamon Holmes continues to slam the network bosses over his This Morning's exit. I think they've given it to him out of sympathy because his audience is pitifully small. Pitifully small. And, you know, he got News Presenter of the Year to a channel that nobody's watching. I mean, it really is not being watched. And so he's sort of, you know, slammed the bosses for axing him. The trouble is with Eamon, he used to have personality. He used to be a happy little soul. And now he's just become very bitter. You know, feet hurt, back aches, this, you know, and it's sort of make money out of it. He's got a fabulous agent, but it's a case of, you know, he says ITV have been telling lies about me and things like that. It's the world of television, Eamon. I mean, you should really retire. You've made a fortune. You don't need to, you know, perhaps you could go on walking holidays or something. So the fire goes on. You know, I think he's accused the press department of ITV of basically telling lies. Mind you, that bloke who was killed in the car crash in Turkey All his friends have gone, people are telling lies about him. Well, you can't tell lies about somebody who spent time in prison for an armed robbery. He was a wrong'un. And then they're saying, did he have... He used to apparently go out with Lauren Goodyear, but there again, you know, most people have been out with Lauren Goodyear, including poor old Mark Wright, who had to suffer for it as she stalked him from on high. But this bloke, Jake McLeod, I think it is, McLeod, isn't it? Who sort of, you know, they're in a nightclub and they're arguing, somebody said. Now, I don't know, because he's dead. The car went off the edge of a cliff. What you've got to think about, they were in a nightclub arguing, so they said. Was he having drink? They're now going to have an autopsy to find out whether or not there was alcohol or drugs in his body. It's as simple as that, because they don't know. Otherwise, my friend Lynn was saying she was in that part of Turkey. She said, you want to see their driving? She said, their driving is terrible. They went all the way up a mountain to go to a restaurant. And she said it was lovely, but she said, we're on these literally rough-cut roads. You could go over the top of a cliff immediately. And he did. Now, whether or not they were arguing at the time of the car, we have no knowledge of this whatsoever. But his mother's flown over there. And, you know, we wait and see. I mean, she was lucky to survive, the girl with him. Very, very lucky. Susanna Reid says she suffered a wardrobe malfunction. She got the GMB prize at the Trick Awards. And she looked very, very nice in a white blazer dress. So well done. She said, if you're wondering why I'm holding my dress, I just popped a button. I'd like that. My trousers, my jeans just keep falling down. Literally just keep falling down. Laura Whitmer, sorry, you've reported that way. Seriously, I think I've lost so much weight that I've got to put more holes in the belt, because at the moment, I need to get another belt. I've gone down a few sizes. Laura Whitmore, only 14 minutes on Love Island, I think, in the programme so far, which, as far as I'm concerned, is far too long. She's not exactly the brightest penny in the box, and her questions are really embarrassing. Justin Bieber, smiling again after facial paralysis. That must be very difficult. This is where one side of his face drooped. And so he's now on vacation in Idaho. So he had to cancel his US tour. All the rest of it. There was rumours that the Spice Girls are going to get back together again. Please God, Victoria Beckham doesn't join them. Although, apparently, Harper, who she's trying to protect from social media, has said that she wouldn't be seen dead in any of the Spice Girls' outfits. Which is, she's only 10. I don't know why we're taking any notice of her. But there you go. What else we got? We got Margot Robbie, Christian Bale and John David Washington. Framed for murder in an Amsterdam trailer. I've never seen any of these things. I really have no idea what they are. And Natalie Portman recalls feeling like an outsider on Thor, Love and Thunder set. Which is very exciting. As I say, I know who she is, but I've got no idea what it is. We just seem to be concentrating on Americans by the look of it. I don't know. Do we have anybody English in the programme? No, they're all American. Absolutely every single one of them. Britney Spears ditches a bikini top to strike a pose, but she doesn't show you her tits. What's the point of that? I mean, either you're going to take your top off, dear, and show us everything. But Ben Affleck spends time with his daughter, Violet. She was wearing a mask, he wasn't, and his zip was undone, which is slightly disturbing. I mean, look. The zip's undone. I mean, somebody should tell him. George Clooney has the enhanced Batman suit up for auction. The starting bid is 40 grand. Why do these people want to get rid of these things? I thought they'd want to keep something like that. I never saw it. I never saw Batman. Finally, somebody British. Ed Sheeran launches his own clothing collection, including bucket hats and dungarees. I think that's when it gets a bit desperate. I was in Costco the other day and there's a piece of Gordon Ramsay crap in there, which is sort of a china bowl. I mean, I looked at it and I thought, really, we are scraping the barrel, dear. We really are. Ed Sheeran we like, but he's got this clothing line. I don't know whether or not we've ever said anything about, you know, Ed Sheeran's clothing and gone, oh, I wish I could look like that. But I haven't. Yeah, the Sheeran look. Damian Lewis and Alison Mosshart. Anybody on that one? No British actors. They were at a private members club and they've confirmed their romance. He's 51 and she's 43. So Damien has received the approval of mother. She's 43, for God's sake. What is she, a child? Oprah Winfrey. Yeah, that's Damien Lewis, yeah. Look who he looks like, honestly. Embarrassing, isn't it, really? Well, there you go. You know what he looks like.
Oh, goody. The murderers are here.
We were framed.
This summer, Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez return to Disney+.
Evidence keeps showing up in our apartments.
Someone's toying with us.
In a new season of the critically acclaimed original series, Only Murders in the Building.
We can't be seen breaking into apartments.
No one has to see us breaking in.
Only Murders in the Building. New season streaming June 28th, exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
Oprah Winfrey throws Father Vernon a surprise celebration as he suffers from cancer. Just what you need, isn't it, when you're 88? Here's a surprise. Oprah Winfrey is 68, and they decide to throw a barbecue on the 4th of July to honour him while he's well enough to enjoy it. Well, that's going to help, isn't it, really? As he chokes on a piece of barbecued meat or something like that. I've had a barbecue for ages, but mind you, I'm not a fan of barbecues. I'm not really that bothered by them. So it's sausage, yeah, but I mean, they've really got to be cooked properly, haven't they? Denise Welsh dishes on her close friendship with Michael Caine. Sometimes Denise Welsh is very nice. Other times she's a bit tedious, and you can tell when she's angry on Loose Women. You can tell. And because she sort of sits there and you can see she's seething. If anything to do with the NHS or the government or things like that, she's really quite militant. She can't hide her features at all. Angelina Jolie, back to the Americans, chatting to Salma Hayek as she takes a break from directing a new movie. Well, I mean, Angelina Jolie, I always thought was a crap actress. And Salma Hayek, I don't know anything about. But apparently, Angelina is taking a step back from acting and focusing on filmmaking. Thank God for that. Do us all a favour. And she was ready for action. It's that they all do that, though, don't they? But the trouble is, you know, it's just a case, if the acting doesn't work, try something else. Naomi Campbell, there's a woman with attitude, wows in a chic floor-length coat as she arrives at the Balenciaga dinner in Paris. That's all she does, isn't it, really? I mean, she's just a clothes horse. Yeah, she just arrives. They go, oh, Naomi Campbell's arrived. And you think, lovely. She's only a girl from Streatham. She ain't nothing special, take my word for it, with all her hair extensions and everything else. They call her a supermodel. Yeah, super attitude problem, I think. She swept her way inside. What, they give her a brush or something? And she turned up with sort of dark glasses on and her sort of hair in whatever it is and this sort of coat. She looks like something out of, you know, tempted to say hello, hello, you know, hair flick's latest friend. Oh, look, Nicole Scherzinger's back again, putting on a loved-up display with her beau, that's her boyfriend, called Tom Evans. My heart is so full, says Nicole, putting on a loved-up display. That's basically, if there's a camera there, she'll pretend that they're madly in love and it's all great. He's actually British. She has got a body very similar to mine, actually. Very similar, whereas she's sort of been around the block about 500 times. I love that expression, my heart is so full. What does that mean, dear? What does that mean? Nicola Peltz in a red swimsuit while her husband Brooklyn dives off their luxury yacht. He still doesn't work. He still can't do any better than making a sandwich. And she's sort of a successful model. And so Brooklyn sort of dives off. He's carrying quite a bit of weight, as you can imagine, at the moment. But when you don't actually have a job, it must be very, very difficult. So she was wearing ripped jeans, very dated. And he was just looking like, you know, because he apparently doesn't need to worry about the money because she's got loads of money. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't have a day job as such. Whereas the other one, I think Romeo has sort of done some modelling with his nails painted and all the rest of it, you know, usual sort of thing. They're desperately all trying to find something to do to sort of embarrass mother, whose shop is sort of, I don't know what it's doing at the moment, but I don't think anybody's buying anything. It's just not the time. It's a really bad time to have a shop where you've got overpriced clothes, which probably you could get for less than a third of the price in Primark. You know, who wants to go around looking like stick insect Victoria Beckham or Dave? Or Dave? And then there was a rumour in the paper that apparently Paddy McGuinness and his wife were splitting up, only for them to come up with an interview. So in other words, somebody just comes up and goes, oh, Paddy McGuinness and his wife, whatever her name is, are splitting up and all the rest of it. And they do a story going, no, we're not. We're very happy together. And I'm thinking, what a waste of space. Who cares whether they're going out or they're not going out? She's about as boring as they come. And Paddy McGuinness just sort of gets on with doing all his programme. I mean, she's not really doing anything. Not really doing a lot. But it doesn't matter, does it? It's what they call cannon fodder.
Oh, goody. The murderers are here.
We were framed.
This summer, Steve Martin, Martin Short and Selena Gomez return to Disney+.
Evidence keeps showing up in our apartment.
Someone's toying with us.
In a new season of the critically acclaimed original series, Only Murders in the Building.
We can't be seen breaking into apartments.
No one has to see us breaking in.
Only Murders in the Building. New season streaming June 28th, exclusively on Disney+. 18 plus subscription required. T's and C's apply.
It's a bit like anybody who's in the cabinet at the moment. Michael Gove upset old, Boris. He was out immediately. Shame they didn't kick Priti Patel out, but very shortly there's going to be nobody there. It's going to be the Prime Minister sitting by himself. But it's interesting times, don't you think? I think it's very interesting. And we'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I'm expected to come in one day and then go, oh, by the way, there's a new government. It's the Lib Dems. As if it's ever going to be the Lib Dems. I heard Ed Davey talking that. Well, I knew Ed Davey before he got the award. You know, when he was just an MP, he used to come in and see me once a week together with loads of other people. And then all of a sudden, I mean, the Lib Dems have been hovering about for years and years. We had the Lib Lab Pact and all these other bits and pieces, and it didn't do any good. And one of them died of alcoholism. One of the leaders, and which came as a surprise to me, actually. I mean, I knew he was a drinker. In fact, I knew most of the MPs who were drinkers and things like that. He was very sweet, mainly because he was pissed all the time, I think. But he was. There is that opportunity. Somebody said they should close the bars in the Houses of Parliament because it's an opportunity for people just to go out and get drunk and then stagger home. They don't need bars. They really don't need them. No, we haven't got a bar. Oh, we're not? Oh, right, OK. I better hide that small bottle of vodka I brought in to get me through the show. As you know, we're only doing two-hour programmes at the moment, and I'm assuming, because it was 2 hours today, it'll be 2 hours tomorrow as well. I'm assuming because things are moving a little bit fast. But for all the up-to-date action, got to stick with LBC. I'm delighted to be back with you. As I said to the doctor, I said, well, I can't afford to get cancer. I said, I've got a contract. And he laughed. I shan't be seeing him ever again. But I thought they were brilliant. I thought they were absolutely brilliant, as you heard me raving about them. You know, it was if you get the opportunity to go for a colonoscopy or the other one, which I can never pronounce, endoscopy as well. I got both of them. Go for it, because it will put your mind at ease. And as he said to me, he said, nothing. Absolutely fine. So I thought, there you go. So we'd like to, and they were perfect at Kingston Hospital. They could not have been in the endoscopy department any better. They were really, I mean, just superb. It was all totally painless, no gagging, no nothing at all. Mainly because they give you this spray in the back of your throat for the camera down your throat. I didn't even know the camera was in, and yet I was holding it, which I didn't know. I just thought it was a plastic piece that goes over your mouth. They also put a piece of sponge up your nose with a tube in it, and that's feeding you oxygen. So, again, you don't need to worry about... You know when you go to the dentist, they go, just breathe, and you go... Like that. Well, this, the oxygen, I don't know why they don't do it in the dentist. It worked perfectly. And it just goes up one nostril, and it just... I said, that's for what? The oxygen? He said, just the oxygen. He said, don't need to worry about it. And then the next thing is, they've taken the tube out. You feel nothing. You feel nothing at all, because they've sprayed the back of your throat. You swallow the excess, a bit like a mouthwash, and that numbs it all the way down. It could not have been better, because my friend Neil, he said, oh, I've got gag reflex. Me too. That was the one I remember telling to Joe. I remember saying, listen, I've got bad gag reflex. And he said, it'll be fine. And they always say that. And not that he's ever been there, but of course he will at some point. But it was absolutely fine. No gag reflex. Perfect. And I'm 150% fighting fit. So we'll be with you for many, many years to come, which is nice. Anyway, have a great day. I'll be back with you. I've got to drive to my brother's today. I've got to drive all the way down to sort of drop some paperwork off for the VAT people who are being a bit of a pain in the rear end. A joke. Anyway, have a nice day. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Dill. Till then, please stay safe.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you can listen live to Steve Allen Sunday to Friday from 4 a.m. on FM in London, across the UK on DAB Digital Radio and on Global Player.